Brother Simmons is going to lead our minds in prayer and then our song service. Jerry.
Our dear Heavenly Father, you are our Creator, you are our Lawgiver, and you are our Judge. We ask for your mercy and your grace to be in our lives that we might, as we approach the ends of our life, we may be able to look forward to you being accepted by you into heaven. And we ask for that privilege. We ask for your grace and mercy upon that, that we may have that, that we may be in heaven with you. Father, we thank you for all that you've given us here. We are very rich when we compare ourselves to the world around us, to those that have almost nothing. That we all have food, clothing, and shelter, and means, and a means of getting around. Thank you, Lord, for all these blessings. May we use them to your glory. May we use them to glorify you and to know what you want us to do. Be with us this evening as we listen to your word being read to us, as we sing a song concerning the same subject. As we think about you, may we remember that you are here amongst us. And in that sense, it is holy ground that we're on right now. Guide us and keep us. Be merciful to us, Father, please, and guide us. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Sing number 50 in the red supplement book. Number 50 in the red supplement book, Ancient Words.
So holy words long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world where'er we roam. Oh, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart holy words of our faith, handed down to this age. Came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
So at this time we have opportunity for those who weren't able to join with us this morning to once again reflect upon the death of our Savior as they partake of the emblems this evening. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we're gathered here this evening, we're mindful of your love for us and the outpouring of that love in your Son who came to die for us. And as these partake of the emblems this evening, remember his body and the bread that was hung upon the cross. Each of us take time once again to reflect upon this great sacrifice and your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You'd raise your hands as we pass by. Held in awe by your love for us in your sacrifice of your Son and for the blood that was shed for us, and each day of our lives as we consider that great blessing that has come from you, may we meditate upon his body that was shed and his blood that was given for us, and that through that sacrifice we have hope. We have the assurance of your promises that you've given to all mankind, that your Son is the answer, and it is only through him that we have our hope. May we reflect upon these each and every day of our lives, not only times when we're here, but times when we're far away and maybe things are difficult in our lives. May we reflect upon this great love and great outpouring of concern and care for us that you have put in place, and for your Son's willingness to give himself that we might have hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's sing number 439. That doesn't... Yes, 439, Psalm 19.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycombs. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The coming commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the
I'm going to turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 23 and Psalms chapter 24. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gate, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Let's turn your songbook to number 497. We'll sing that song, which is Psalms 24. And the tune is How Firm a Foundation. Number 497. The earth and the riches of it is sure, the world and its dweller belong to the Lord, for he on the seas its foundations has laid, and firm on the waters in pillars has stayed. Oh, who shall the mount of Jehovah ascend, or who in the place of its holiness stand? The man of pure heart and a hand without stain, who hath not sworn falsely nor loved what is vain. O gate, lift your head, ageless doors, lift them high, the great King of glory to enter draws nigh. This great King of glory, oh, who can he be? Jehovah of hosts, King of glory is he.
I'll be reading out of Psalms 106. I'll be reading the whole chapter. Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have towards your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory you with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our father in Egypt did not understand your wonders, they did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their souls, when they envied Moses in the camp and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abram. A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the reach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe in his word, but complained in their tents, and did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore he raised his hand in an oath against them, to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their descendants among their nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal of Peor, and ate sacrifices made to the dead,
Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. The Fang has stood up and intervened, and the plague was stopped. And that was accounted him for righteousness to all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them, because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the people concerning whom the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, so that he abhorred his own inheritance and gave them into the hands of the Gentiles, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into the subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they rebelled in the council and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and for their sake he remembered his covenant and relented according to the multitude of his mercies. He also made them to be pitied by all those who carry them away captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say amen. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 106. It's song number 559 in your book. 559. To the tune of, I'm not ashamed to own my Lord.
No soul. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. For bountiful is he, because his loving kindness lasts to all eternity. Who can express Jehovah's name's fear, tell his deeds of might? Oh, bless the way who justice keep and ever do the right. Regard me with the favor, Lord, which thou dost bear to thine. Oh, visit thou my soul in love, make thy salvation mine.
I'll be reading from Psalms 112 and Psalms 113. Psalms 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generations of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalms 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high? Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust. He lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home, like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Please turn your hymn books to hymn number 601, 601. We sing Psalms 13 to the tune of Lord, We Come Before Thee Now.
Praise Jehovah, praise the Lord, ye his servants praise accord. Blessed be Jehovah's name, evermore his praise proclaim. To setting sun, praise the Lord Almighty One. O'er all nations he is high, yea, his glory crowns the sky, yea, his glory crowns the sky. Who is like the Lord our God, high in heaven's abode, who himself doth humble low things in heaven and earth to know, things in heaven to know.
Please open your songbook to number 507, which is Psalm 136, 507. It's sung to the tune of When My Love to Christ Grows Weak, and we'll sing it after we read Psalm 135 and 136.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is lovely. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deeps. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, who makes lightning for the rain, who brings forth the wind from his treasuries. He smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He smote many nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. And he gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his people. Thy name, O Lord, is everlasting, thy remembrance, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are but silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear, nor is there any breath at all in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, yes, everyone who trusts in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who revere the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who alone does great wonders, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who made the heavens with skill, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who made the great lights, for his loving kindness is everlasting. The sun to rule by day, for his loving kindness is everlasting. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who smote the Egyptians in their firstborn, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And brought Israel out of their midst, for his loving kindness is everlasting. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his loving kindness is everlasting. But he overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who smote great kings, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And slew mighty kings, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And gave their land as a heritage, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Even a heritage to Israel, his servant, for his loving kindness is everlasting. You who remembered us in our low estate, who remembered us in our low estate, for his loving kindness is everlasting, and has rescued us from our adversaries, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Who gives food to all flesh, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his loving kindness is everlasting.
Do me, let us with us.
gladsome mind. Praise the Lord, for He is kind. Let us sound His name abroad, for of gods He is the God. He with a commanding mind filled the new made world with light. All things living He doth be. His full hand supplies their need. Let us then with gladsome mind praise the Lord, for He is kind. For His mercies shall endure, ever faithful, ever sure.
I've been asked to read Psalms 145. I will extol thee, O God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of the terrible acts, thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of the great goodness, of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. And he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all of them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. The song that has been selected is on page number 623, Psalms 145. And it goes to the tune of Jesus Calls. Number 623.
God, my King, thy might confessing, ever will I bless thy name. Day by day thy throne addressing, still will I thy praise proclaim. Full of kindness and compassion, slow to anger, vast in love. God is good to all creation. All his works his goodness prove. All thy works, O Lord, shall bless thee. Thee shall all the saints adore. King supreme shall they confess thee and proclaim thy sovereign power.
Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him all his angels. Praise him all his hosts. Praise him sun and moon. Praise him all you stars of light. Praise him you heavens of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Song number 609. 609. And this is sung to the tune of My Love to Christ Grows Weak. Psalm 148.
Those for me. Praise the Lord, his glory show. Saints within his courts below. Angels round his throne above. All that see and share his love. Earth to heaven. His grace, all that he poor man hath done, all he sends us through his Son.
There is a God, and you're sitting there in that pew right now saying, Dale, That's why we're here. We just read all these psalms. We sang all these songs. Let me be more specific. There is the God. Let me be even more specific. There is God. We've sung about His attributes. We've sung about His power. We've sung about His love, His mercy, His kindness. We've sung about the fact that God is holy. There is no other God. He's not a God. He is the one and only God. There is God. Psalm 99, verse 5 says, "Exalt the Lord our God, worship at His footstool. Holy is He." He's all by Himself. He's set apart from anything we can imagine or dream up. There is no other God. There is God. He is all powerful. We read about that tonight and sung about that. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 6 says, "O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you." We've sung about His loving kindness. I think Kelly made the point that it lasts forever, among other attributes of God, are everlasting. Psalm 36, 7 says, "How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings." He is our Creator. He is the reason that we live. He is the reason that we have hope. Isaiah 40, verse 28 says, "The Lord," this is not the whole verse, but right in the middle of that verse, it says, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth." He is our Savior and Rewarder. I would like for us to turn to 1 Timothy and chapter 4. Chapter 4 of 1 Timothy and verse 10. Paul's writing to Timothy says, "For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe." God has provided that avenue of safety by which we can be saved through His Son. In Acts, the 13th chapter, He has just been talking about a little bit of the history of the Jewish nation, the people of Israel, and he just talked about David. And in verse 23 of Acts 13, he says, "From this man's seed, from David's seed, according to the promise back to Abraham," he said, "according to that promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus." We have a God who is all these things that we've read about and we've sung about. And He is the source of our living. He is the source of our hope. He is where we go for comfort. He is our comfort. He's where we go for strength, because He is the source of strength. He is our everything. When we leave God out, we've missed the point of life. We've lost our hope. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, we want to extend the opportunity right now for you to we're going to sing a song entitled Only a Step. You may be overwhelmed, and you may think, well, it's not just a step. It is just a step. Just make up your mind, you're going to take that step. I haven't talked a lot about the details of becoming a Christian. If you need to know those, what God's Word teaches about repenting and confessing Jesus' name and being baptized to enter the kingdom and have that and be in that relationship through which we have hope through Jesus Christ. If you know about that, if you're ready to become a Christian, we invite you to come this morning. If you have any other need, you need help with your life, you need prayers, please come forward as we sing Only a Step.
To encourage everyone to be here Wednesday evening for another speaker that will be here, and I am drawing a blank as to who is. Okay, hopefully they heard you. Okay, thank you. Oh, and so Connie's going to be very happy to have him here for some strange, odd reason. So we're looking forward to that, and appreciate the different speakers we've had so far this year. We've been very fortunate and appreciate that. One of the other things, thank everyone for being here and for being here to hear the different scripture readings and to hear the different songs that are being sung in reference to our God, the awesome God that He is, and that we are to be thankful for his great power and mercy and kindness that he shows. We are very fortunate and very blessed. If there's no other announcements at this time, shall we be led in our closing prayer? Our great God and Father, we humbly come before you to thank you for being the God that you are, the God that loves your people and cares for your people and has prepared a place for your people to be when we leave this life. But Father, you've also commanded that we would follow after you and do those things that are pleasing to you, and that we would focus on serving you. Help us, Father, as the sheep that you have described, help us to hear the call of the shepherd. Help us to follow the shepherd. Help us to depend upon the shepherd. Help us to love the shepherd. Father, we pray for those that are working through various difficulties in life, those that are suffering with physical ailments and are working through them. We pray for their well-being and pray that you be with them and those that are caring for them. We also pray for their families that they work through those different difficulties. We pray for those who have lost loved ones recently and pray for their well-being. And our hearts are heavy when we think about those individuals, especially as Linda and with Olin, and pray that you would help us to keep in mind that focus of serving you so that we can all be together before you as you have promised. We ask that you would watch over us, Father, and guide us and use us. Help us to be the stewards that you would have us to be. And we pray for, again, your continued love and mercy. But we also pray for the forgiveness that's only found through you and through the blood of Christ. We thank you again, and through Christ's name we pray for all things. Amen. Amen.